Professor Barry Shoup, former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Fitz University. Professor, welcome to the show again. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Benji. Very well. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, and great to have you on. Now, Professor, yesterday we did have a discussion about the development of the vaccine, which caused something of a heated discussion later on our SMS lines, but that's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about today is, okay, what you said is that we're not likely to have a vaccine of any kind until fairly soon, so we kind of have to live with the fact that we have a virus that we can't do much about at a medical level in terms of a cure. And so we're going to be talking today about what does that look like and what is the future scenarios until we do get a vaccine.
Yeah, this is the thing, you know, what how's it going to go from here? Yeah, just one or two words about a vaccine. You know, we think a vaccine will be a game changer. Hopefully it will be a game changer, but we do have to do a couple of provisos. First of all, we're still learning about the immunity, and hopefully the vaccine will give good quality and fairly durable immunity, but that's still a question mark. And then there's another question mark, a more pertinent one, that when we do get a good vaccine, we're hoping that it's going to have a wide enough coverage. It's going to be a cheap, widely available vaccine, because really you have to immunize the whole world. You can't have pockets of people that are not immunized, who will act as a reservoir to kind of seed the virus back into the rest of the world. So those are provisos about a vaccine. But until we get to a vaccine, where are we? Well, as I think we mentioned a couple of times, we're really now on the upward trajectory. We're now on the fairly the rapid phase. The lockdown has succeeded in kind of slowing down the virus. But as we lift the restrictions, so the virus is going to enter into the community and fairly rapidly expand. And we've seen this in the Western Cape. Really what's going to happen, if we look at what's happening up in Europe and America, we'll probably peak. I think the kind of projections are July, August, and then it'll kind of come down again. The one thing, of course, which is a little bit worrying until we get a vaccine is that even in those countries which have had the kind of brunt of the epidemic, there's still large pockets of people that are still susceptible, that don't have immunity. So we've seen, for example, in the UK and in European countries, only less than 20%, even though they've had a raging pandemic up to now, only less than 20% have seemed to have neutralizing antibodies, in other words, are immune. The bulk of the population still seems to be susceptible. So even though the epidemic there has come down, probably due to the restrictions, once restrictions are lifted and you still got a major susceptible population, the virus will then come back again. So we will have second, I think that's unavoidable, second and third waves. And this is what happened with pandemic influenza. You know, the Spanish influenza of 1918-1919, the first wave was a relatively mild one. The second wave was a severe one. And there were third and subsequent waves as well. I'm not saying that's going to happen with coronavirus. I think we've got a lot more knowledge now. We can anticipate, we can have early warning signals a lot earlier than they had, for example, in 1918-19. But I think we can expect that there will be second and third waves, because there are still large sections of the population which still remain susceptible. So we need to be prepared for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many questions that I could talk to you all day, Professor. But it turns out that I might even get the opportunity, because it turns out you're getting your own show. It's called The New Normal, and it's starting tomorrow at 10 a.m., which is going to deal with absolutely everything COVID-19 and life going forward. So that will be very exciting.
Well, a bit more time to kind of talk a bit more expansively, hopefully.
Well, absolutely, and I'll certainly be tuning in to listen to that. Professor, we'll chat to you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Benji. Thanks for having me again. All the best.